Hello. In today's episode, we will be covering the topic, the wall. When a woman hits the wall, that means that she has reached the point in her life where not only is her physical appearance beginning to deteriorate, but her fertility windows have all but closed, meaning that this woman is becoming an increasingly undesirable choice for a potential mate. This usually happens to women in their late 20s to mid-30s and, if the woman in question happens to be single, hitting the wall makes it increasingly more difficult for her to find a man to date or for marriage. While it may be true, there are some fetishists out there that do enjoy chasing after the older women, most of the men that fancy themselves cougar catchers are usually young men in their late teens who go after women like this because they are drawn by the overall sense of desperation that usually hangs around these women, much like blood draws sharks. They know that these women will be a very easy score for them. They have no intention of ever fully committing to these post-wall women. A woman's greatest asset is her looks, youth, beauty, and fertility. Once those start to fade, she is fighting a losing battle. Modern medicine and science have allowed women to hide the effects of the wall. However, smart men are no longer falling for the tricks. She can't keep the act up forever, and eventually you will wake up next to a horrific sight. For that reason, many men don't have any interest in women. They know she's just putting on a show. It's not the real her. Once the woman slams into the wall, desperation and panic sets in. They know they are running out of time and must quickly find a man. I personally have seen this many times. I have even had women inviting me out. The panic they have is very cringe-worthy. A woman has the advantage in the beginning half of life, while men take time to establish themselves. Some women have great genetics and age better than other women. There is no specific age for all women to slam into the wall. But even an attractive 40-something-year-old woman is not as desirable as a 20-something-year-old woman. Men are not attractive in most cases until they get older and establish themselves. By the time they hit their 30s, they have lots of life experiences, money, resources, careers, etc. I personally noticed a big difference around age 35. I am currently 39 and to this day I am still adjusting to the power dynamic change. It is quite humorous that the men get the last laugh. Post-wall women oftentimes will overly love-bomb a partner they find. I have even had ex-girlfriends that were buying me things and taking me out paying for everything. You are like a piece of meat and they are the wolf. They want to drag you back to the wolf's den and have you put a ring on their finger. Don't do it, gentlemen. Even with modern technology and surgery, many men are not buying it. Some women boast that they can get their career and start a family in their late 30s or early 40s. Yes, it's true with fertility treatments some women can give birth after hitting the wall. But fertility falls off a cliff in the 30s, and the chances of miscarriage and birth defects increase dramatically. I don't advocate for marriage or having children. Those men that do wish to pursue those things would much rather find a young hot 20-year-old instead of a 38-year-old. Many women will party it up. They have the time of their life from high school until early 30s. Only then do they start to panic when they notice a gray hair or a crow's foot starting to develop. They didn't have the foresight or ability to think ahead. They rack up a massive body count, and only in the final hour do they seek a man for long-term commitment. What do you think about this, Uncle Arthur?
Good evening, you filthy animals. By the time women slam into the wall, not only are they losing physical beauty and fertility, but they are also losing attention and validation. They no longer have men approaching them, their DMs start to decline, they no longer get likes from high-value men. This affects their mental state and causes great depression. They also suffer from the effects of all the exciting men that abandoned them. These men that she was with in her 20s gave them the tingles and were thrilling. These bad boys were intoxicating, but they never intended to ever commit to them. She desperately tried to lock down the bad boys, but she failed every time. So because they are so depressed, they often result to overdosing themselves on medication. The end result is a crazy Karen. Additionally, when they hit the wall, they often have kids in tow. Men don't want to raise another man's children or be a cuck. So when she approaches you in her 30s, she is just settling, you likely are not her first choice. She can't do better, and you are the best option she can find. Deep inside she is miserable. But the clock is ticking. Tick, tick, tick. Each waking moment without a man she feels like a failure more and more. No man wants a worn-out, damaged woman. Men want a young hot woman in her early 20s. Why would men want something every other man has already had and threw away? It has no value. Think of it like a car. Men want a car that is fast, shiny, with a high revving engine that has great suspension and handles well. They don't want a car with bald tires, a cracked dash, bent suspension, leaky engine, worn out ball joints, chipped windshield, and roached interior that smells like a raccoon carcass. Women have little to no ability to do anything for themselves. They must use men's sexual nature against them, in order to survive. Even so-called independent women use their good looks and sexuality to live life on easy mode. An average woman can bat her eyes and get jobs, flirt with police to get out of speeding tickets, and coerce friend-zoned simps to fix her car and help her move. When that ability starts to disappear, women are, understandably, alarmed. A look at statistics shows that single women, over age 50, have the highest poverty rates in the US. They haven't used their youth to secure a man to rely on financially, and are far too old to ever attract another one. Although all women eventually age out of their ability to manipulate men for fun and profit, they are never prepared. The following are 5 signs that a woman has hit the wall. 1. Complaining, where are all the good men? When women get old, around age 30-35 depending, they realize they can no longer compete with the bright eyes, smooth skin, and shiny hair of younger women. In a panic, they start scratching around for a bailout, the mild-mannered good man that she never looked twice at when she was in her prime. At age 30-35 plus, women can't rely on their beauty to keep a steady stream of sexy rich men around to take her on dates and trips. The nice guy is her eject button off the cock carousel, and into a comfortable life as a suburban housewife. 2. Bragging about getting hit on. Women get hit on constantly, because men are always trying to get laid. This happens dozens of times a day, from the time women hit puberty, until they stop looking appealing, as they age. A teenage girl is used to receiving male attention everywhere she goes, the mailman, the guy at the pizza place, dudes at the mall, etc. It's a common part of her day, like checking her phone, and hopping on Instagram. It's so normal, she doesn't even think to mention it, unless the man is exceptional creepy, which simply means unattractive, to her. When a woman starts bragging about men noticing her, it's because that stream of attention has slowed to a trickle. A woman who brags or complains about getting hit on wins twice. She received attention from the man who catcalled her, and she gets to be the center of attention again by telling the story. 3. Dating younger men. From puberty forward, women are attracted to men with resources, good looks, and social status, which translates to older guys. Freshman high school girls date upperclassmen with cars and social status, ignoring the scrawny, pimpled boys her age that ride bikes to school, and aren't physically mature enough to make the football team. As young women, they'll date the manager instead of their fellow broke interns. Women never look at younger men, until they hit the wall. Around 30, men start to hit their stride, in terms of looks, social status, and money. A 35-year-old man is the most confident, handsome, and successful that he's ever been in his life. As such, he's more desirable to women than ever. Many men this age choose to date younger women, as it is completely natural. The younger women want a man with a nice car, a bit of money to spend on nice dates, and the maturity she can look up to. That leaves 30-something-year-old women out in the cold. Men their age are chasing 22-year-old women. Unfortunately, this is at the time that a 30-year-old woman understands that she is running out of time. Many women in this situation reach down to the younger men, who are also left out, because women their age prefer older men. When a woman in her mid-30s, or older, starts robbing the cradle, sexing down young men, that's when you know that she knows it's over. 4. Falsely claiming men are intimidated by her success. This is rubbish. Men aren't intimidated by successful women. Women that think their career in human resources and Toyota Corolla are scaring men should wake up to reality. It's not her bachelor's degree of arts that's turning men off, it's her nasty, overbearing attitude. Men don't like grumpy, controlling, masculine creatures that women who think they are smart become. A grown man has no reason to be intimidated by the physically weaker, smaller, more emotional, less logical human being such as a woman. 5. Claiming the wall doesn't exist. This is the most obvious delusional statement of the post-war old lady. It's obvious to everyone that her looks are gone, or waning, and her ability to attract men, at least the men she wants, is diminishing every day. If she is not married, the woman can't bear to acknowledge this plain reality. Instead, she'll deny what her own eyes, and everyone else's can clearly see. Men flirt with me all the time. She'll protest. See number 2. I get asked out more in my 40s than I did when I was 20, she'll falsely claim. Horny teenage boys shooting their shot, and pervs at the gas station don't actually count as men asking her out, but it's polite to simply nod and smile, as not to destroy her already damaged self-image. In conclusion, the wall conquers all.
That was very insightful, Uncle Arthur. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a